We still have an acting health minister, who is the Minister of Tourism and the acting health minister, because the health minister, Zweli Mkhize, is still on special leave as a result of allegations about his involvement in and benefit from a contract between his department and Digital Vibes, staffed by people who historically have been close to him. Saul Ramaphosa has had the SIU report into this matter, or at least the initial tranche of the report, for a while now, but he saw Ramaphosa. And quick action is not something that he seems genetically capable of doing. Peter Louis Myberg of that team on the line to us now. Peter Louis, good afternoon. How much of this, you've had a look at the latest filings from the Special Investigating Unit around this contract between the Department of Health and Digital Vibes. Yes. Is this completely beyond what has been sitting in a file on Saul Ramaphosa's desk?
Yeah, look, I think there would certainly be a couple of overlaps. So the current information is kind of gleaned from filing that the special tribunal that the Special Investigating Unit has now submitted in that pursuit to obtain or recover some of the monies through civil proceedings. But I would well imagine, if I look at some of the affidavits that forms part of the ex parte filings, it very much focuses on the conduct of, you know, government officials while the tender process was playing out in 2019. And I could well imagine that many of those developments would also figurate within the actual Special Investigating Unit report that has been submitted to the presidency. So these facts are certainly available to the president as we speak.
Okay, and it strengthens the case against Zweli Mkhize.
Look, it certainly does. I mean, so one of the findings, for instance, is the involvement of Minister Mkhize in 2019 to have the central figure in the saga, Tahira Mahfed, that's his former personal spokesperson, to have her appointed as a consultant to the department even before Digital Vibes was appointed. So they tried to get on board to roll out the National Health Insurance Communication deal in a personal capacity as an individual, but then the supply chain management unit of the department said, no, we've got to have an actual service provider or a company. And that's when the tender process started. But the SIU did retrieve a WhatsApp message that was sent by Minister Mkhize, or then Minister Mkhize, to the then Director General, where he literally, you know, essentially told her to get the contract sorted out to have this friend of his appointed by the department.
He, his special leave has been going on now since the 8th of June, so nearly 7 weeks he has been on special leave. I mean, surely that's enough time to decide that the accusations against him are without substance and return him to his health minister's post, or to find that there is sufficient substance to the allegations to remove him and appoint a permanent health minister, which at a time of COVID you'd think you'd want quite badly.
No, absolutely, John. Look, I think it's unfortunate that South Africans in general, the public, hasn't been allowed to see what the SIU's findings are. I think it's such a crucial public interest matter. But, nevertheless, the president is privy to those findings. I can't imagine that it has not come to some very damning conclusions in terms of not only Minister Mkhize's role in the saga, but other key officials in that department. Given the amount of time that has since lapsed, and also considering the importance of getting somebody or some stability in that department at a key moment while we're rolling out a vaccine program, et cetera, et cetera, I think it's a little bit wanting that there hasn't been quicker action in this regard.
Do you have any sense that we are close to a decision from the president?
I really have not heard any whispers or rumors or indications whatsoever. You know, we've certainly been asking the presidency if there will be a decision forthcoming, and it's kind of been, as inaccessible on that issue as it has been on some other key issues too. I'm sad to say President Ramaphosa's administration, in terms of transparency and approachableness, is really sort of falling short at this juncture.
Peter Louis Myberg, thank you very much indeed. Investigative journalist at Daily Maverick's Scorpio Unit.